Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spirit Talk Radio. My name is Angel and I am your host. I would like to extend to you this invitation to join me today on a journey of exploration, discovery, and clarity with one of the many guests from the community who is committed to helping us all on our journey of spiritual transformation. Enjoy the show and be prepared to ask questions if you have them. Looking forward to seeing you today, tomorrow, and thereafter. Enjoy.
My goodness, goodness. It is the first day of December, also known as, oh my God, 2020 is almost over. Thank you. We've got here with our guest this evening, back here to help us get through the times at the most favorite time of year, which is the holidays, is Shelly J. Miller. Are you there, Shelly?
I am. Hello, Angel.
Welcome back. Welcome back. How you been since last we spoke?
Well, I've been well. Things I think are crazy. I'm getting some very strange mediumship readings.
I bet.
Oh, my goodness. Lots of people from the other side coming and saying, you've got to move. You got to relocate. And just, wow. I mean, crazy. So, and then, you know, I had a Thanksgiving story of my own to tell as far as difficult relationships during the holidays and stuff. So,
sounds like we're going to have a good time tonight. Let's do it.
Yeah, I haven't reached enlightenment yet either.
Oh. Oh, my God. This whole enlightenment conversation. Oh.
Yeah, I know it.
Got to get the darkness before you can get to the light, I guess, huh?
I guess so, yeah. So I have some practical steps, so we'll see.
Well, talk to me, Shelly. We need some practical steps. What are the practical steps?
You know, I called it the spirit of Christmas Town to navigate the holidays in love and peace, because I think, you know, a lot of people have said, I've always had a, you know, good time during the holidays. I've been blessed with a great family, but things are more stressful now than they used to be because of what's happening. But a lot of people don't find themselves with good family relationships, and or they've lost a loved one or whatever, and the holidays can be really hard. I have a couple of friends who are professional psychologists, and they say that's their busiest time of the year because the holidays are very difficult for people. So I just want to say that, you know, I'm going to talk tonight about learning to witness. I'll give you my Thanksgiving steps, what I did. And to accept, if you can't forget, get to love, you can accept, you can love, then you can forgive. And then you can learn to see each other through spiritual sight so you can experience the love and peace that you're really wanting. Because the bottom line is, you know, you can use anything that's coming at you, particularly the holidays, when you really want to feel that peace on earth, goodwill to men thing. You know, you can use anything that's coming at you to find the positive in it and to use it for your spiritual growth. So that is what I do, because I am really on a path to wanting to make this my last lifetime here. And in order to do that, you do have to find that peace and that love that's within you. So,
awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, we can't control anything but our own thoughts, and you can always change your thoughts about anything. So, you know, I love Louise Hay. You probably do too. She wrote that fabulous book. Yeah, You Can Heal Your Life. And she said in there, it's only a thought, and a thought can be changed. And, of course, you know that I'm a big Course in Miracles fan. And Jesus says in A Course in Miracles, he says that a miracle is a change in perception. So Jesus talks about forgiveness and the road to inner peace and salvation. So regardless of what's caused you stress, your first step is to surrender. And then to see how you can change your mind by wanting to feel peace and love above all else, because it's really about your intention. If you understand that you alone have the power to choose what you want to feel instead of frustration, sadness, or upset, and this usually has to do with forgiveness of self and others. So, you know, the step-by-step is a good place to start is to begin with to decide, first of all, what you're going to do. Am I going to go tonight to this, you know, family event, or if I'm missing a loved one, you know, how do I want to feel? I alone am in charge of my thoughts. So you have to set your intention. And then what I find is one of the most powerful ways to spiritual awakening is to become a witness. And you've probably done this too, Angel, where you take yourself out of being reactive and in the drama to actually kind of watching and recognizing your thoughts before you act. So you kind of take a beat, and that gives you a moment to respond rather than react. And it really goes a long way towards greater spiritual awareness, because you will catch yourself over and over again doing, wanting to do the same thing where your ego wants to blast somebody or get somebody straight or something like that. You know, see, if you can start to witness what you're thinking and then decide before you speak or act, do I want peace? Do I want to remain at peace, or do I want to stir the water here? You know, if you hold peace, the other people will go into peace. If you hold, or at least you won't be pulled around about it. But if you jump in, you're always going to make it worse. So you don't get any brownie points for trying to get anybody straight. And that's the trap that ego sets for us. And so you got to consider what, you know, before you speak or act, if what you are saying is kind and helpful, or is it judgment? So I had a situation, you know, at Thanksgiving, and we went, and I have two young nephews. They're not really young. They're like late 20s. But, you know, that generation is very different from the way I see things, and especially being kind of at a more advanced part of the spiritual journey. And they were telling me about what they were doing and everything, and one of them was talking about being on TikTok and how that would be so great for my business. And I said, as you know, Angel, you and I are all about, you know, what's really going on with the virus and everything and all the conspiracy theories that aren't theories, they're real. And I said, why would you ever want to be on TikTok? And immediately he said, well, I can see how blocked you are. And I said, no, I'm conscious because I don't want to make that choice to open that back door to TikTok with AI, you know, gathering all your information. And he said, well, they have it already. And I could have, you know, gone into a whole tirade about how unconscious that is and you're part of the problem instead of part of the solution. And then I realized that, you know, really, I just want to send him love, because the thing is, and we have to remember this, everybody wakes up when it's their time. They really do. And the way you get from duality, which is the experience of good and bad and good and evil and, you know, up and down and all that, those opposites that causes pain and suffering, is you learn to see that actually everything is in its place. And that's a hard order right now. It's a tall order. But really, people are waking up at their own time. And the only thing you can do is to accept it. If you can't get to love, you can get to acceptance. So I just thought those thoughts, you know, it's like you don't have to get him straight, because my happiness is not based on outer circumstances. It can't be, you know. And consequently, we had a lot better evening, because in the past, years ago, I would have really jumped in and been the one for justice and this and that, trying to get everybody to see and to wake up and all of that. I don't have that that part in me anymore. I don't know if do you experience that with family situations and that kind of thing?
For me, so, you know, my family's from the South, so my family's spicy when we get together. but, you know, the position that I have been guided to take over these last years, especially after losing my mother, is I just don't play anymore. You know, it's not a, I don't want to be in that space. It's like the stuff you're describing. We don't have time. You know what I mean? It's like we've been put here. We have stuff to do, and we don't have time. So I can sit and I get in it. Now I'm like mad for 3 days with you. We're mad. And then like 6 days later, I'm like, I forgot why I'm mad. And now I have to work to be mad, because I know I'm mad, but I don't remember why I'm mad. So I just have to work up a mad when I could just be happy. So I just walk away.
Exactly.
That's what I do.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, the thing is that the ego would love us to believe that we're all separate beings because of our bodies and our personalities, our history. But really, we're the Son of God. And if we can remember that we live eternally, this is a temporary situation with a thing that looks like a body and a personality, that we're really innocent and holy and we live eternally. And everybody here, unless you're enlightened, has forgotten that. So we act from that place, you know. And so if you can remember that your whole goal here your service to God, yourself, others in the world is to heal, just heal your own mind, to free yourself of the ego. So if you will stay in your own lane at this time where there's really an opportunity to shine the light of love, that's the ball game. You know, from acceptance, you can move into love and you can see people and try to remember that we're divine and that we all hit the snooze alarm at some point, you know. And then from love, you can move into forgiveness. And that's kind of how it goes. So if you witness, set your intention, what you want, and then you witness so that you respond rather than react, then if you can't get to love and forgiveness, get to acceptance and move yourself step by step. You know, that's what I do. And I find that the longer you're there, because the longer you hang out in that place, you actually change your brain waves. It goes from beta to alpha to theta to delta. Delta is the brain wave that that the masters who actually end up living in peace while they're here, and they feel the unconditional love. You've actually reprogrammed your subconscious is what's happened. And when you do that, then you collapse time, space. You actually transcend the mind. And everything gets very still and peaceful. The longer you live there, that becomes your reality. And then you do see that nothing's wrong. You just feel the love. So that's the you know, cliff notes to how you get to that enlightened place. But I think the witnessing is really, you know, really, really important. And then, you know, you can do things like when you're missing people, and I'm a medium, so I can tell you that people are listening on the other side. They will come in and on their birthdays and everything, and they just love it if you set a place for the table, at the table, make their favorite dish, talk about them. They love that, mm-hmm. And they comment it to me in mediumship readings all the time. I was there, and thank you for saying yes, and thank you for making my, you know, the spaghetti, and I love that. And so you can honor people. I know it's hard because I'm a medium, but I still miss my dad and my family in spirit, even though...
Yeah.
Here's a thought to hold on to for those of you who are missing loved ones, and this is really true. This is very temporary, and we're all dreaming. And what the Ascended Masters, I want to share what the Ascended Masters say about this, and Jesus. When you awaken by letting go of your ego in this lifetime, and Christmas is a great time to practice because everything is amplified, when we awaken and lay down our body for the last time, we actually are awakened with God and the others. Jesus says in the Course in Miracles, you are safe at home with God, dreaming of your exile. He says, when you awaken the last lifetime and lay your body down, you wake up in a place where all your loved ones are with you. It's kind of like the Wizard of Oz. Dorothy thought she went to Oz, but when she woke up, she was home and she never really left. And it's a really hard concept to get your mind around, but it's comforting to know that eventually everybody wakes up, and then when we are back together, we're back together eternally. We never don't experience anything. There's no lack. There's no pain and suffering. It's just this amazing love, because I've had two divine revelations. So if you're missing loved ones this holiday season, you know, set a place for them, talk about them, and know that within the blinking of an eye, really, we get back together, and that's the name of the game. And I do hold on to that too, because I do miss loved ones too, even though I know that, because I know that we're going to see each other again. I'm taking care of my mom. She's 91, and she's about to join my family in spirit. She's not doing very well, and she just keeps missing my dad so badly. It really kind of wrecked her life. The day he died was the day she didn't want to be here anymore, and it's been 7 years, and she's so afraid she won't see him again, and I just keep, you know, comforting him by saying, you know, you will, even in between lifetimes, but particularly when you get home for real, that's the end of the ballgame, and that's what I hold on to. So I want to say one more thing, and we can get to callers. You know, this is a time of year, too, if you're having difficult relationships or you're frustrated because you can't get to me because of the travel restrictions and everything. If you will even do something simple like write a letter, a handwritten note, especially when relationships are difficult, maybe put a picture when the two of you were together and just say something, speak a blessing over that person, say something good, you know. There's nothing like, Jesus also says it is the, it's like, I'm paraphrasing here, but it's like the blessing of those who have been forgiven to forgive. In other words, we've been forgiven, you know, for falling away. And so there's nothing, there's no greater gift you can give than to forgive each other for whatever it is. And this time of year is really a time to inspire that, because I found as I go through each cycle of every year, year after year, between like November and January is a deep time of inner reflection, and it's a time where a lot of spiritual inner work can be done. So don't waste the opportunities that are coming at you. Really use them for your spiritual growth, because November and December are huge spiritually. Huge. I don't know if you've seen that in your life, but a lot of people leave the planet this time of year too. So anyway, if you can witness and make your intention and decide you are going to stay in peace no matter what, stay in your own lane. And go for acceptance and love and forgiveness. Those are my holiday tips. Really try to go for the gold this year, you know.
That's perfect. We need some peace. We really do.
Yeah, we do.
You don't want to be out of sorts when you're with your family, with everything else.
No, and we're the only ones that can choose it, and everything else is going on. I mean, it should actually bring us together more than separate us, you know.
Right. You're absolutely right. You want to take some calls now?
Yeah, we can do that. And then I'll tell you about, I've got a couple of new classes that one's coming in December 11th and one's already taught. And I'll tell people how to get those. They're free right now for a short period of time. And then I'll give my contact information if anybody wants a longer reading. Tonight, if you're a first-time client for me, I will do a longer reading if you call after the radio show or tomorrow, whatever. And I will cut my prices in half or less than half. I read for $150 an hour. I'll do an hour reading for you for $75 or a half an hour reading for $45 instead of $100. If you're first time, you'll just go to shellyjmiller.com and go to the contact page. Fill out your name and email and your phone. Please fill them all out. Make sure they're spelled right, because if I can't get you, we can't get together. But and then put Spirit Talk Radio in the subject line. For those of you who are already clients, this is a great time to get a reading. There's so much going on the inner planes that you can, so much progress you can make this time. And guides are really coming through like crazy to help people wake up right now. It's just phenomenal what's going on as a medium. It's incredible. So, and then I'll tell you, we can take some calls and I'll tell everybody about a couple of classes they can get. I've started teaching on Learn It Live, which is a platform that goes into 80 different countries. And I had a really good response. I taught an Akashic Records class, understanding the Akashic Records for healing and self-awareness. And the other one that's coming up is about how to choose peace in difficult times. So those two are available. And you go to heartspaceoc.learnitlive.com and Google me, psychic medium Shelley. Just put in Shelley J. Miller and you'll see my two classes will come up. Heartspace OC. You can also learnitlive.com. You can also go to shelleyjmiller.com and join my newsletter, and I will send out the information to you. So that being said, I'm ready to rock on the reading.
Okay, now I'm waiting for you to finish all your updates there, okay?
Yeah. I want everybody to get those classes. They're good. Okay.
Good. Okay, so we have our caller. The first caller is Sarah. She's from Pennsylvania, has a question about career.
Okay, Sarah.
Hello, thank you for taking my call.
Sure, Sarah. So what you're wanting to know about, what specifically, if you're going to change careers or if they're going to start being kinder to you at the job, or what are you looking for?
Yeah, I'm pretty much just at my present job. I like it there so far, and I'm there a little over 3 years.
Okay.
And I just wanted to see what you're picking up for me as far as any promotions, growth.
Yeah, that's what I was actually picking up. Yeah, that you, it's time for you to be promoted. I'm seeing somebody there who is like your boss or somebody who's in charge of that, and money is sticking to his hand. It's like he's not very generous. Or he blames it on, like, is it a fairly large company, mid-sized company, about a mid-sized company?
There's about, I guess, 55 employees, and I know.
Yeah, like a, mid-sized.
They've been hiring quite a bit, especially for developers and stuff like that, you know, software developers. So.
Right. Well, I'm hearing that he won't offer it right away unless you speak up. Have you already broached the subject one time about?
Oh, yeah, I've approached it. They know. I have my supervisor and my immediate. They know. I've said numerous times already.
Yeah. Because I'm seeing money sticking to his hands. Like, he doesn't want to give it up very easily, you know? And I think they're just kind of stingy all the way around, aren't they? With their, you get a lot of praise, but you don't see the money behind it.
Well, I got one raise so far, and that was pretty much it. So.
Yeah, that's not enough, though, for what you've been doing, I don't think. I think you're very diligent. You kind of knock yourself out. You definitely get everything done and in a timely way, don't you? You're somebody who's a good employee.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me see if you're going to. Are you willing to go? Because I'm hearing to set a date as a deadline. Like, listen, by January, we've got to have a 20% raise or something like that. You may end up with 15%. But are you willing to go elsewhere if you do not, honey?
Well, yeah, but I don't want to leave just for leave and then not have a job and then no more income. You know what
yeah.
I mean? So.
They're saying to give it another try and to put a deadline around it, the guides are. Like, you know, have a sit down and say, listen, you know, and show samples of your work, you know, like really be thorough, because they kind of keep passing over it, don't they? You know, like it goes in one ear and out the other.
Well, I know there's another, they spoke about a raise, not for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But we should hear more in the next meeting. It was his CEO just mentioned it in the last meeting, but you have another meeting coming up, I think in the next few weeks. But I don't know.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but the guides are saying that they don't think it's likely that you're going to get one. I think some people will, but I think it's going to be very few that will. And I think you're going to be a little bit in a stew about that, because it isn't really right. They just seem to be in lack, Sarah, to be honest with you. So I don't know what to tell you other than I don't think, you know, I mean, the best you can do is to try to put a deadline on that and say, you know, listen, and show them your work. But I don't know. You may have to by spring, or I'm seeing like by June, if you grow, you know, a little disgusted with that whole thing, you may want to reach out again.
Right,
to another
right.
job. Yeah.
Okay.
The guides are actually telling me, you know, that because of all the changes that are going on with the world and everything, you may have to just rock steady there and just be okay with it. It's not fair, but things may get very dicey, and it may be better to have a job and no raise than not to have
right.
a job. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But you don't think I'll be here another 5 to 10 to 20 years in the same pay, right? So.
Oh, no. I do not. I just don't think it's coming as quickly as you deserve and as you want.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
If you want a longer, you know, look in, you can give me a call at shellyjmiller.com, or I have a phone number I'll give out too. It's 949-237-2960. I just don't think you're going to be, from what the guides are saying, you're not going to be thrilled, you know.
Okay.
Right away. Yeah.
All right, well, I guess I'll have to wait a few more years then.
Well, I don't think it's going to be that long, but I don't think it's going to be as soon as you'd like. And there may be, what they're telling me is there may be another additional source of income that comes out of the blue that could be quite fun. So I've got to move on in the interest of time. But if you want to look more into that, I'm happy to help you at another time. And thank you for calling tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
all right. Sarah. Okay. You have your next caller. Your next caller is Jay. Old Jay from Canada.
Uh-huh.
There he is. There's Jay.
Hello, my dear.
Hey there. Hey, Shelley. It's
hey.
I'm just great to talk to you again. I know you've been pretty busy with two shows back to back, so thanks so much for your time.
Oh, sure. What can I do for you? I'm sorry I didn't get back to you. I didn't have a chance. What can I do for you?
No, it's
you?
Okay. Hey, my question is that it's about my boss, actually, and I'm thinking my boss
okay.
is a narcissist, I think, in a way, because
oh,
it's
You're
just,
right.
I have this, and I couldn't figure out why there was someone who was actually was under him, and the person took off, and then and just really, and I was looking at what he was talking about today, and it was just so, well, he was talking about, we had to have some files. I wanted some files to be, so when a person comes in to do an inspection on the facility, that there's a piece of paper that says this is what's been checked off, eh? But the person, my boss said, you know, everything has to be in digital. Everything should be in digital, which means something to you and I and Angels, that it is less humanity in it, right? It's just like, it's just a
right.
Piece, you know, it's just. It's a digital document. So, and I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about what a narcissist is about, and going like, oh, I think he is.
It feels like that's spot on to me. I get a lot of people that call, they're either married to sociopaths or they're hooked up with a narcissist. I can read this pattern like in 5 seconds, he is. And I'm hearing that that's an unstable situation. I feel like he's just plain mean, and that the slightest thing could tick him off, you know. Like he's short-tempered. He's kind of a sparky kind of a thing. And it feels like he's brooding too. Like he keeps things to himself that he's, and he's just not straight in the head. So I would watch for that. I know that you're pretty comfy there, right, Jay? And you're not looking to change.
The thing is that we're down. There's a lot of layoffs that were happening last week.
Yeah.
So we were part of saved ones, basically. My colleague of mine. So,
Yeah, you have to stay put where you are right now is what I'm hearing. But you and I have talked privately about your plans given what goes on in the world. So, yeah, but
yes.
I would agree with your assessment. This guy definitely feels narcissistic to me. Yeah. And so you're just going to have to watch yourself. You know, I would think before I speak. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Be careful.
Yeah. So how do you deal with a narcissist?
Tune into your intuition and think before, and think before you speak. Listen to, if you don't have to respond right away, don't, you know, wait to see what would be the best answer in your favor, because don't let him catch you unaware, you know, because it feels like he puts little bombs in things, like he wants to see what you're going to say. You know, and if you're going to push back and if you're going to be resistant and that kind of thing. So I would just be on my best game around him. Keep it really like you're on the positive, but I would always have an ear out for what's going on and translate what he's saying, because he's saying things that are, like you said, I like kind of undercover there, and it's kind of covert. I don't like this guy, you know. I'm sorry that he's in control of your livelihood. That's not good. But, we can say Holy Spirit is in control of your livelihood, but we don't want to give the power away to that man. But you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's okay.
What I would say. It's just stay aware. I think you're going to be there for a while.
Yeah.
And Spirit is telling
me
you're going to leave when it's time, you know.
Yeah. Hopefully when
so,
I'm older and more gray. So, just keep what's going on and there's a real good person I'm talking to in the health and safety committee, and the person's really open to things. So,
good.
You know, there's a difference between a manager and a leader. But you're really right about what's going on in regards to the management person not telling you things, because I got big information. I just get general information.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get specifics. But you're right about
right.
little bombs that person puts on. It's like It's like, I said this to one person, I said, it's like the boss is like a little kid who puts salt on a salamander and watches it squirm.
Mm-hmm. It's exactly what's going on. So watch your back. That's what I can tell you. You know, if you want to talk more, we can do that. But I just want you to just like be aware of that's what's going on. And so listen to your gut. If you get a like that, like don't speak, then follow that. And then I think you'll see more things get revealed to you. Also, you know, we all have an inner teacher. Ask Holy Spirit to tell you what's going on. You'll start to get thoughts coming into your head. It'll start to reveal itself. So you could stay one step ahead of the trouble.
Okay. Awesome.
All right.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Oh,
thanks, Angel.
So good to talk to you.
Thank you. Have a good evening, Jay. It's good to talk to you.
You too. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Blessings. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Who's going to take your next caller? You have Carla.
Hello.
Carla is from New York. I believe Carla has a relationship. She's a relationship question, right?
Yeah, relationship
all right.
question.
She's all
I
yours.
Heard. Nice to connect with you.
Thank you
for being here. Yeah, thank you for being here.
Pleasure.
Yeah, so my question is, I like somebody, and I want to know what you see for us. Like,
okay. Do you have a name that you're willing to share, or like, can we just vibration?
His first initial starts with an M.
Okay.
M A.
M A. Okay.
M A T T. Yeah.
Okay. Has this been going on for like a couple of months?
Yes.
Okay, because it's not really long, right? I mean, you have been together for a long time. Pretty
not
new?
A long time. Known each other for a while.
Yeah, but as far as things getting more aligned for the two of you, has that just been recent? Feels recent to me.
Recent.
Okay, so your question is, in the interest of time, your question is this going to go long term? Is that what you're kind of wanting to know?
Yeah.
Mhm. I feel like this relationship could, because it's based in a good, solid friendship, could move somewhere really positive. I'm seeing him hold his hand out to you, like, "Are you coming?" Like he would like to know if you're on board with that. Is that the case? Is that the dynamic going on? You know what I mean? Because it feels like.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's okay. What were you saying? You think he's what, honey?
Yeah, it might be. I mean,
I'm hearing to tell you to stay with that. I would just keep going ahead and letting that develop, because I feel like there's a good friendship, and this is somebody who doesn't play games pretty much. I think he's a pretty straight shooter. And I like that about him. You seem to be on the same pages in terms of interest and ability to get along. It seems like it's a pretty good match. It doesn't seem like there's anything hidden or anybody's carrying a lot of baggage. So I think you're on pretty safe ground here, Carla. I think it's okay. Yeah. Yeah, I would go ahead and let that unfold. I would go ahead. Yeah, and then I would, and if you want it to go somewhere, I would be clear about it, you know, because I don't think you're not going to throw him. I think he's wanting the same. So I would say go ahead and proceed with honesty and just see where it goes. Yeah.
The right time. Let's just see, I have to do some things and see if I can do that, and then I can. Thank you so much for being
here. Oh, yeah, you're welcome. It was thank you for calling Spirit Talk.
All right. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, that was good. So your next caller is Terry. Terry is in New York. And it looks like you have a question about career. Are you there, Terry? Hello. Okay, I'm going to put you back on hold. We'll come back to you here in a little bit. All right, we're going to go ahead and go with Samora in Minnesota. Has a question about career.
Okay.
Hi. So I'm just wondering really about my career what field I'm going to be in. Because, I'm applying for jobs, but I just don't know how it's going to work out because I have a baby. And I just want to know.
Well, I'm hearing that you need to decide on, let me take a listen here to the guides. Do you have the choice, they're saying, to decide on what you're having, staying home or going out? Do you have to work or could you get a part-time situation? Would that make you more level and more balanced and happier than going for a full-time job?
I think so at the moment, but I like to work. Mm-hmm. especially as it's something I love to do.
Right, right. I don't know why I'm feeling like medical technology like that. Are you involved in that? Because it doesn't feel like that's a happy thing for you, like a corporate type of a deal. That doesn't feel like your way. You feel like somebody who likes to engage with people rather than more of a corporate setup. Would that be correct? You're a people person, you know?
I am a people person, but I feel like I'm a Jill of all trades, so I feel like I can do that medical stuff. So, but I don't know if that is the best thing for me. But I mean, like money wise, yes. You know what I mean?
So let me, because they're saying decide, because apparently you can go, and they're saying decide which will make you happiest, because apparently you have several different ways to go. Like you said, jack of all trades. And so you have to just have to decide. Let me listen. I'm seeing money overhead, and it's like being held up. So let's see what that means. Yeah, I know this sounds incredibly trite and like, you know, spiritual fluff, but I really am hearing that the money will follow as you follow your heart. What is it that you love to do, sweetie?
I love to be with people, but I like being with.
But you like, yeah.
What?
You like being with what? You like the money of the other situation? Pays more money.
Oh, I like, well, for now, but I like generally like being with a team environment. But I also can work well on my own, but that's kind of boring. And I like working with children.
Okay. Well, see, those are two very different things, because I don't know why, but I over and over since I started talking to you, I'm getting medical sales, and that you'd be great at that. And they make a lot of money in that department, but it's a hard job. It's kind of stressful, you know, because you're calling on doctors and purveyors and things like that. So I don't know if that's available to you, but then I feel this lightness in you that would really rather go and interact with people and in a much more casual environment. And that feels like more of a team situation, but I can't see exactly what that is. It's just much more casual. The medical sales, it's very, you know, business suit and, you know, that whole deal. So are you putting your feelers out in all those different directions?
Yeah, I was thinking like a medical eye place, applying for this eye medical team.
Well, I am hearing that that would be a good thing money-wise to go ahead and go for that. And then I'm hearing that by spring you will find something that you really, really love. So if you want to grab something to get in and start making some money so that you have a foundation, and then keep looking around for something that really floats your boat, you know, that is what I would do. I would go ahead for the steady eddy, the money, and then I keep getting medical. So, or medical sales or something like medical apparatus or something. I don't know. Implants,
okay.
Or I don't know what they are, but I hate implants, but in that field. And then give yourself some time, that because I'm seeing cherry blossoms on a tree, and that's spring. That's like March. That's the early part of the spring when that happens, when the thaw comes off, when the cold comes off in New York. I'm seeing cherry blossoms. And so then begin to make a list of the things that you would really love to do while you're still employed. It's easier to get a job when you have a job. And then I feel like you will, by June or July, late May, June, somewhere in there, that you may have an opportunity open up that you didn't expect. It's just wonderful. And I feel like it has something to do with art or galleries or something that you haven't done before, but you're interacting and you're working with things of beauty. So grab something that works for you now, and then put yourself a list together over the winter and the early spring and see what you love, and then put your feelers out again.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, honey. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
All right, perfect. I'm going to take you to the next caller, and your next caller is Catherine.
Catherine, okay.
Catherine, are you there?
Hello.
There she
hey,
is.
Hey, Catherine.
Catherine wants to talk to you about her son. She's got a really good need here, so it's all yours, Catherine.
Oh. Yes. Hello.
Hi.
I'd like to ask you about my son.
Uh-huh. What about him?
I haven't heard from him for a while, and I was just wondering what you have with him.
You mean if he's safe, if he's well, or why he's not contacting you?
Well, he hasn't I know where he is, but I just, you know, would like to know what you see. He's my oldest son, not my youngest.
Okay. It looks like I'm seeing a butterfly that's between a moth and a butterfly, and I'll tell you the difference spiritually. A butterfly is something that's trying to transform, to go from one stage to another, you know, and it also can be inspiration and imagination. And the moth part is like a moth being drawn to a flame. So I feel like he is indecisive right now, like he's trying to figure things out for himself. And I feel like he's a little bit stymied, like he doesn't know what to do next. And I feel like, I don't know why he's not reaching out, but it seems like he doesn't even know that he can, or he wants to try to do it on his own. Is this a child who doesn't ask for help, won't come to you, and he should? Do you know what I mean? Won't reach out
when
he needs to come and have
He always did.
I'm sorry.
I know he always did reach out to me and has had difficulties, and so I wasn't really sure, and I don't really know what's going on with him that he hasn't, or, you know, I've always been there.
Yeah. No, it feels like he needs to reach out to you again, and it feels like he's stymied as to what to do. Now, about what it feels like is life path. It feels like direction. And is he in a relationship with a woman? Do they have a child, or he's not married, right?
You know what? I haven't heard from him for 2 years now, and I wasn't really sure. And usually, I thought he must be, because if not, he'd be talking to me. And, you know, so I really don't know.
Well, I'm hearing that he's going to be okay, and he is going to reach out. He's going to call. I feel like there's a possibility that he has gotten involved, and maybe there's a child involved. I know that's a heavy thing to say, but I see it kind of shadowy, like maybe he's involved with somebody, and I just feel like there's stuff he hasn't caught you up on, hasn't told you, and I feel like he's reticent. Like maybe he got himself involved and had a child or something that he's not altogether sure you're going to approve of. It's nothing horrible, you know, by any means. I mean, he's not in jail or anything like that. I'm hearing that the time will come when he will call and he will reach out. Do you have a way to speak with him?
Yes, I've tried, but he told me not to call him.
Wow. Well, I'm hearing that he needs to figure it out for himself. Apparently, he's not going to let you help him solve this one, and that he will call you and let me ask them for a time frame.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying it may be a while. It might be another year. God, that's so hard on you. You have to wait so long to hear from your child. But I'm hearing that he needs the time.
He's been through, you know.
I'm sorry, I couldn't make that out. What did you say?
It's hard with the difficulties he's been through in the past, and, you know, to kind of have that on my mind and, you know that he's doing okay.
Well, I'm hearing that there's nothing dangerous going on, that he is okay. So, and I've heard that about 3 times now. So I think you can trust that. And I'm hearing that he will get back to you. But I think
okay.
He's got himself involved in something that he doesn't really want to share or know how to say it or whatever. I feel like he's got to extricate himself or sort it out for himself before he's going to come clean with you. So I wish I could give you more insight, but I've got to go to the next caller. But, you know, if you want to do a longer reading, give me a call or connect with me at shellygmiller.com. We can look in further.
Okay. Thank you so much, Shelly.
Thank you, honey.
Okay, bye.
Thank you for calling in. All right. So your next caller that we have here, we haven't been able to get through everybody's name, so we're going to, because people have dropped off. So I'm going to go ahead and take this next caller. You are on the air with Shelly. Who are we speaking to? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
You're on the air with Shelly. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, Shelly. This is Tamika.
Oh, Tamika. Hi. How are you?
Hi. Good. I wanted to touch base with you about our relationship at work. So tomorrow I'm going on, well, actually Thursday, I have an interview set up for a job, and I just wanted to know if you saw any job movement happening. And then I haven't heard from Frank just the last time I spoke to you about him, and I'm getting kind of worried, like, if he might have gotten involved with someone else or something like that. So just wanted to get some insight into what you see.
Okay. Let's look at, see what pops up. Tamika. I'm hearing that the interview may not go as well as you had hoped. I feel like they already have their eyes on somebody, some other candidate, but I do hear that something will pop up after that. So don't despair, you know, if it doesn't go that way. I feel like maybe they've already got somebody in mind. Like maybe you're at the end of the interview process instead of at the beginning. Let me ask them about... Yeah, I feel like in January you're gonna have a job. I mean, that, I know that feels like a long time to wait, but it feels like good things are coming. You know,
mm-hmm.
I feel okay about that. So I would stay in faith, and I would use, you know, what Florence Scovel Shin says, the mantra that I always use is God is my unfailing supply, and God is always on time. So that you stay in a vibrational frequency that you're open. And you're leaning on Holy Spirit, knowing that the source is the source and that something is coming for you. Yeah, because I'm hearing again that good things are coming. As far as Frank, well, I'm hearing that he is somewhere else with someone else. I feel like he seems so indecisive to me. He seems so... I don't know why he can't commit and be straight. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask what to do about Frank. You know, my inclination and my intuition is to tell you that I would probably leave the door open for something else there rather than waiting. You know what I mean? Because you're kind of in a frequency of waiting for the job, waiting for him, you know. And I would just throw the door open to God's plan for me to unfold, knowing that you just want to be happy, you know. Because I think somehow it's slowing you down. Do you know what I mean?
So he's gotten involved with someone new?
Well, I'm hearing that it feels like to me that he is... He may have gotten connected with somebody. I don't think it's anything serious, but it doesn't feel like he's hot after you in hot pursuit. It doesn't feel that way to me. He feels like he's hanging back for some reason. And so, you know, you don't really need that. You know, I would just open the door for a fresh new start and see if I would put it this way. I'm a big fan of telling people how to work with spirit to move ahead in their life. And I would say for you, if you would just, and this is for everybody really, but really in your case, if you would just say, I'm open and receptive to all good and let God's plan for me unfold. I want what's highest for me and just stay open to the miracules. Try to live in the world of the wondrous where you notice the good things that are happening rather than the specific things. Start to notice the good things that are happening all around. It's going to bump up your frequency. And then I think that, because I'm seeing spirit with a hand, with a tree that's a whole tree that's blossoming in the right hand, which is the world, the activating principle. So it looks like new bloom, new growth
is coming if you'll just let go of the old and just hold on and see what comes for you. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, can I ask you, because you had said that you saw him coming around with a wreath in hand. So that's something that you don't see anymore for us, like him offering me, I guess, a relationship coming around Christmas time was a metaphor you saw with like a wreath in hand.
I think it's possible, but I don't know why he feels so like, get on it, brother. You know, I don't know why he hasn't activated so far. Do you know what I'm saying? So if he doesn't, and you can be upfront and ask him, you know, what's going on, you know, but I would say what will keep you moving forward is to lay it all down one more time. And then the doorway is open, you know, because when you're playing that waiting game energetically, it slows things down. So I think it doesn't look like he's really involved with somebody else, but I don't know why he's waiting, why he hangs back. I think it's possible, sweetie, but I think that you've got to clear the road energetically. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And if he is involved with someone else, then that's definitely going to be a clear signal for me to just forget about him. That's why
I would let spirit take the lead on this and just be happy to be happy and see, you know, as you move into your highest version of yourself, see what spirit brings you, because I think he could still come, but he feels reticent to me, and I don't know why he's so slow to move to action.
Okay. I love talking to you.
Okay. Thanks for calling tonight.
Thank you for calling.
I'm so happy that you have a show. Yep.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. All right. We're going to take the next caller.
Do we have a lot of callers on there tonight?
Yeah, we have quite a few. So I don't know if you want to go ahead and give your information, because you're not going to get through all of them.
Okay. Well, let me say, if anybody wants an extended reading, I am at shellyjmiller.com, shellyjmiller.com. Go to the contact page. Fill everything out, please. Name, email, phone. Give me all of it, because sometimes I try to call on the phone and somebody's voicemail, they don't have it set up, and then I don't have an email to get back. I will call you within 24 hours. If you want an extended reading, it's $150 for the hour or $100 for a half an hour. But if you're a first-time client of mine, then it's $75 for the hour. This is one time only. And then $45 for a half an hour. So you cannot go wrong to go for an extended reading at that price. Do send everybody my newsletter if you want, because I just mailed out today. I have two classes on Learn It Live platform, which are Zoom classes. One I just did that is still on there for free. It's going to be $30 in a little bit, but you're going to go to heartspaceoc.learnitlive.com. I'm going to repeat that, heartspaceoc.learnitlive.com, and then look me up, Shelley J. Miller. And I have a class on there, the Akashic Records, Understanding, and that's Past Life Information, Understand the Akashic Records for Healing and Self-Awareness. This goes way beyond telling you about the Akashic Records and how to utilize them. I even show you how to access them in that class. It's an hour class, but you're going to get a very, very big view of how you use them to awaken, and how you use them to heal your relationships and move forward in life. It was a really good class. We had a lot of people on the call, and then we did a practical, how do you access the records on your own? So I'll show you that. Then I'm going to be doing one on December 11th, and it is called, on the same platform, heartspaceoc.learnitlive.com, and this one is called How to Choose Peace During Difficult Times. So many people are getting drawn into fear. That is just exactly what the media, social media, wants you to do. And you get fall into the group mind
where we start to believe the news and we start to judge each other and police each other. And pretty soon your mind is completely focused on the negative instead of the positive. So I'm going to show you a very practical way to live your life every single day, to begin to move and work with spirit on a daily basis so that you literally lift your frequency and you begin to live in a different reality. So you can have a different outcome than what a lot of people are going to experience. Because if you're choosing love and peace over fear, you're going to have a very different outcome. So that class is December 11th at 6 o'clock Pacific time, 9 o'clock Eastern. And the Akashic Records class, you can access at any time. And but if you go to shellygmiller.com and join my email, you will get all the information because I do events and fairs and other classes. I'm going to teach a mediumship class in December also. If you're interested in that, sign up for my email. So let me get my number. Get the pencil if you need it. I'm going to repeat it twice. It's 949-237-2960. And I'll say it one more time. 949-237-2960. This is a lot going on, lots of classes. I'm going to be on several different radio shows in December. So next week on Psychic Horizons, I will be talking about the steps to self-awakening, to awakening. Where are you in the process, and how do you know where you are, and how do you move forward? So that's on Psychic Horizons on Blog Talk. So now we can take more calls, and everybody knows how to get in touch with me. Thank you for that, Angel.
Okay. You're welcome. You've got 4 minutes, just so you know.
Okay.
I'm going to go to our next caller. You are on the air with Shelley.
Hello?
Hello? You're on the air with Shelley.
Hi, perfect. Hi, Shelley.
Hi.
So my name's Melissa. Yeah, and just my very quick question is, do you see anything in terms of a twin flame or reunion for me in the near future or coming up?
I see a young man coming up the road. Are you in your, 30s, late 30s?
I'm 30.
Okay. Guy's around 34. I'm seeing somebody coming up the road. Not twin flame. People are very confused about that. Everybody thinks it's their twin flame when they find a partner. That's not generally the case, which isn't a bad thing. But and we have more than one soulmate. A soulmate is somebody you've had lifetimes with before, and you have a mutual agreement to heal certain things and to bring certain gifts and awareness to each other. So do I see somebody? Hold on. I'm watching a clairvoyant vision here. Just a minute. Now I'm seeing, like Tamika, I'm seeing that somebody coming with a wreath and they're putting it on your door and they're turning around and leaving. Now they're coming back. So let me ask Spirit what that means. I'm hearing that there might be somebody that you miss around that you meet around the holidays, but that won't necessarily be the one. I feel like by the time you get to the spring, early, like March, you will have deepened somewhat, and I think going through the time where you get into alignment with what you really want, I think you'll be a different person by then, my dear Melissa. And I feel like you'll have sort of a different list of what's important to you, and then I think you're going to connect. I feel it because I'm seeing a gold line connecting you and somebody else. So I feel like you'll get a deeper vision and of what's of value to you. And then I think somebody will line up with that. You know, I think it's not happening yet because it's not time. That's probably why the one that may come by the holidays is not going to be as good a fit for you, because it's just not answering at the deeper level.
Okay, and then any other insight, anything that I am not doing that I should be doing just in general? I feel like there's always something I'm not doing because I'm not aware of it.
Right. Okay, good question. I would start to really be led every day by choosing Holy Spirit as your inner teacher. And are you like into your intuition and you get sacred numbers and stuff, angelic numbers and all of that? I would begin to really be led every day.
and I think your life will really take off. It only takes 5 minutes in the morning to say, Holy Spirit, this is what I, you know, I need guidance on. And I would stay very much in the now from now on. I think you work your mind a lot. And if you would just stay in the now and be as present as you can and keep your mind as still as you can, put one foot in front of the other so that you can feel your intuition. And when you get an inspired action, move on it right away. You see what I mean? The spirit mm-hmm. works in a very serendipitous kind of circuitous kind of way. And
we're
going to
end on that.
Yep.
We're going to have to end on
Thanks
that. The show is coming over. Thank you so much for calling. We ran out of time. It's always so much fun, and then we run out of time. So
what are we
going to do? Thank you. It was always a good time. And we'll see you next month. Make sure you get your request in, because we got lots of people who want to be on the radio for some reason. I don't know.
Okay. Well, January will be coming to me, right? Well, you're a great host, so of course we want to be on the radio. Yeah.
So
well, have a good Christmas. And
you
I
have a good Christmas.
Month.
Merry Christmas, and have a good one, and get through these next few weeks. Light at the end of the tunnel, right? Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Everybody make the most of the holidays.
All righty. Take care. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye bye.